This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Helps us get into our American Family Farmer every week. The American Family Farmer is a podcast as well as a broadcast. You can get the essence of our conversations on the American Family Farmer every week. The present one and past ones at blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. We also have a new website dedicated to the American Family Farmer, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So find your interests there. I think you'll find that we do a pretty good job every week of going through important topics that affect the American family farmer, the locavores, all of us who consume the food that's grown on the farm. And as a matter of fact, speaking of Luke Bryan, you know, we have talked about here a number of times his tour that's coming up to help the American family farmer. And he's partnered with Bayer. And as you know, I'm not a big fan of Bayer. They've just bought out Monsanto. I don't like the kinds of things that they require, if you will, of the agricultural community, what they're trying to do. But in order to give them equal time, I have a spokesperson later in the hour who is from Bayer that will help us cue a little bit more interest when it comes to the Luke Bryan tour, how it's all working, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's later in this hour. Speaking of Monsanto, before we get to our focus on sustainable agriculture, we're going to have a conversation with a policy specialist for the National Sustainable Agricultural Coalition to give us some insight as to how these people can help you, help me as a farmer. I'm a dairy farmer. Most of you know every time. I don't always underscore it. I don't always tell you my story each week when we have this get-together because I think a lot of people would be tired of listening to the story. But if you're new, I've been around cows all my life. I have a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. I raise replacement Jersey dairy heifers on it and a bale lots of hay. This has been a year of extreme unction for those of us who were, like last year was because of the drought. This year we had so much rain in the beginning we couldn't get started. I don't even like to admit that I'm still doing first crop hay at this point in the year and haven't even been able to do any second crop, which is looking pretty fabulous this year. But anyway, those are my academic and agricultural bona fides. The business of Monsanto trying to discredit the environmental working groups, where I'm a big fan of the environmental working group, for starters. They are a group that works toward trying to get everybody to understand what really is going on your plate, what the food system is doing, underscoring the things that are happening that make us sick. There are a lot of apps that you can use. You go to ewg.org. I'm not here as a promoter of what they do. They have a guide to healthy living, to eating, to cleaning. Consumer products are reviewed, that sort of thing. But when they review things like what Monsanto is doing, I pay attention because I think the research is very important. And the things that Monsanto is doing, now their parent company Bayer is doing, they have, they're really responsible for introducing genetically modified foods to our country and to the world. They claimed that the Environmental Working Group's annual Shopper's Guide to Pesticides in Produce is not based on science. They instead call it propaganda. What a load. Yeah, they can say what they want. These people are the ones responsible for telling voters in California that farmers didn't want the labeling bill because it was too much work, when in fact that was a big fat lie. Farmers, all the farmers that I know and talk to, and anybody else who talked to farmer organizations, that was a ridiculous assertion. Yet people bought it, and the $14 million they spent to change the outcome of that question on the ballot was successful. Anyway, now the Environmental Working Group has come out with proof that Monsanto is responsible for adding toxic pesticides to, this is, by the way, on the list of carcinogens in California, bringing these pesticides into our environment. So the Environmental Working Group is fighting to put out the truth, the information, to try to get people to understand how harmful these pesticides are and to get them out of the environment, so you can protect your family's health and your well-being. But they know Monsanto can be pretty ruthless. We all know that. They've gone after anybody who threatens their bottom line. They've sued farmers, put farmers out of business, forced them into bankruptcy with their suits, that kind of stuff. So this group is keeping up their fight, the work against Monsanto and the big ag corporations. So I pass this along to you because there's a report you can find at ewg.org, and you may want to join the group. You may want to participate. They're having a fundraiser now, and I certainly want the public to know what's going on. So this is a tax-deductible contribution. You want to make it, not a commercial. I'm just suggesting that if you want to fight back against the attacks Monsanto is presenting, the Alliance for Food and Farming, bad guys too. It's a big agribusiness front group. So they are working together with Monsanto and Bayer to legalize the, I never pronounced this correctly, glyphosates. I think it's kind of, it's one of those glyphosites, but you know what I'm talking about. It's spelled G-L-Y-F-H-O-S-A-T, glyphosate, I think. Anyway, it's bad. And you don't want it anywhere near your food supply. So a little agricultural education, if you will. Hopefully that'll help you and you'll pay attention. This program is about that sort of thing and how the little farmers have to fight this kind of thing. And you say, well, how do farmers fight weeds then? How do the small farmers fight weeds? They use a cultivator and a tractor. Hey, it's the old bad way. Use a hoe. Send people out into the field to get rid of the weeds. Not cost effective, but smaller farmers can do that. And the small farmer is the backbone of American agriculture. That's why we do these shows. So, again, I underscore what the latest work is of EWG for those who are interested. In a moment, the latest work from the National Sustainable Agricultural Coalition coming up next year. First, though, let me remind you, for all of us who work in agriculture, all of us that get up early in the morning, all of us that don't get enough sleep, you need to have a pillow that is second to none, and that's what the folks at MyPillow will provide. Better sleep for brighter days. Early to bed, early to rise. Remember? That's an old saying, but it kind of is applicable, especially for the ag community. Most farmers that I know go to bed early and get up early. But I also will tell you, most farmers I know don't get enough sleep. So if you're in that league, I'm going to try to help you out, because these pillows from MyPillow are scientifically proven to help you get a better night's rest. Yes, technology helps to keep your body cool and dry, and that's what this pillow is all about that you have. You probably have a couple. I have three pillows that I sleep around. The MyPillow, which is patented, the fill is so easy. It makes you, it supports your head, makes you comfortable like no other pillow. You can adjust the fill inside of it. MyPillow will stay cool and in place all night long. So the support that you get there to get to sleep faster, to stay asleep longer, to wake up refreshed, that's where you get it. Now is the time to get 50% off their four pillow pack. You need to replace your pillows every year. So if you haven't thought about it for a year, now is the time to think about it. Now is the time to get online. People are ordering things. You know what's going on in the world of ordering and using online companies. MyPillow.com online. Use the promo code DJV for your 50% off on the four pillow pack. Yep, you heard me correctly. Get a great night's sleep. Get a new pillow, get 50% off altogether. How can you argue with that? Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. MyPillow.com, DJV.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
16:17 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Wes King, who is a policy specialist for the National Sustainable Agricultural Coalition. He's worked on sustainability food policy issues for a number of years at the marketing and food systems and rural development areas that the National Sustainable Agricultural Coalition works on. Let's talk about what you actually do. Not you. Let's talk about the coalition first, Wes, and then we'll talk about what you do. Explain how this group came to be and what they're doing.
Yeah, sure. First, let me just say good morning and thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
So the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, we've actually been around since the late 1980s and were created in the aftermath of the 1980s farm crisis that you know, pretty much everybody in agriculture remembers or knows a lot about and the impacts that had on family farmers and rural communities.
I'm not even sure that we're over it yet. I think it continues. I think from the 80s to today have been a horrible time for the. I mean, we've had the big ag people, beans and corn, was been some good years for that, but I think the average farmer wouldn't tell you they are much better off now than they were 30 years ago. I don't know what you hear, but that's my sense of it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of there's some bright spots, but there's a lot of indicators that I think would support what you're saying. We were formed. A number of organizations actually in the Midwest came together originally to put together this coalition in order to have a voice in Washington, D.C. When it came to farm policy decisions to try to prevent situations like the 1980s farm crisis from continuing, as you said, or at least ameliorating it to a degree, but also to try to get policies that are, you know, better in terms of supporting family farmers, sustainable agriculture, and local and regional food systems. And so that's primarily what we do as an organization, is we work here in Washington, D.C. to try to get better federal policy. And the things that we work on are very much a kind of a grassroots, up from the bottom to the top approach.
All right.
We have over 100. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk about, give me a minute on the the conditions, if you will, the environment, getting to politicians and bureaucrats to try to enhance the value or what people know about sustainable agriculture. This is a uphill battle, is it not?
It's definitely an uphill battle, but I think it's a battle that we are slowly improving upon. You know, there's been so much interest from consumers over the last 10 to 15 years in organic, sustainably produced, locally produced, that really the wind is at our back. It's just, you know, we've got the people, and, you know, some of the other interests, that they have the money. Hopefully, eventually, the people will win. But, you know, we have been making significant progress over the years
That's good to hear. All right, hold on. Yeah, educating farmers and the public, more importantly, it sort of speaks to what I was talking about as we started the hour about Monsanto and the things that they're introducing into the food supply. We'll continue our conversation about sustainable agriculture on the American Family Farmer.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Brian, again, a focus on his tour later on in this hour, 24 minutes after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with Wes King from the National Sustainable Agricultural Coalition. So we've talked about the kind of work that the coalition does. And I guess you were talking about regulatory environment. I guess I wonder what the climate's like. I think the average person who's a farmer listening to this program and the average locavore who's buying the food wants to know what it is. We know that the government gets in the way. I find things like the Food Safety Enhancement Act to be anathema. It's drivel, it's garbage, it's useless, it's a political ploy. The big ag concerns are basically out of it. They have so much push and power that they don't have to, fit into that description of safe food farming. So yeah, they go after the small farmers, and essentially a lot of these things, if they're adopted, they've been fiddling with the bureaucracy for a couple of years now since the law was passed. But if these things are enacted, you can pretty much kiss family farming goodbye. So I wonder about how some of the work that the National Sustainable Ag Coalition is doing in dealing with the regulatory environment. You know, I want to know what the climate is. Are you welcome with open arms? Do the people that work for the government not want to talk to you? What's it like?
You know, it's been a sometimes difficult relationship, but sometimes it's been positive. One of the things we've been doing for years now is working behind the scenes to try to make those rules and regulations from the Food Safety Modernization Act better make it so that, you know, the reality is they don't put farmers out of business. And it's something that we hear from our members all the time. There's a lot of concern out there among producers as how these rules are going to affect them. We did a number of listening sessions over the winter months this past year, and one of the things that kept coming up is, you know, how am I going to be able to afford to comply with all these new food safety rules and regulations?
You can't. Yeah, that's the point. You can't. And that's why it looks to me, it smells to me like this thing got passed as the result of work by the big ag, the big ag corporations. Corporate farming takes over, and family farming gets a boot. That's the way I read this.
Yep, you know, it's definitely a concern, and it's something that we hear from our members, absolutely. And as a result, you know, one of the things that we're trying to do right now, people are talking about the Farm Bill here in D.C. right now. Things are starting to look like, you know, they're going to be working on rewriting the Farm Bill, which is this massive piece of legislation that, you know, provides crop insurance subsidies, conservation programs, you name it, all across the board. It touches all of agriculture and the food system. And one of the things we're trying to get is some sort of funding to support farmers so that they can cover the cost, or at least get some assistance in covering the cost of all these food safety practices, water testing, putting in new equipment, you name it, getting food safety certified, what, you know, to show that you're whatever, you can comply with the rules. We're trying to do everything we can to make sure there's something in the Farm Bill to help these, help family farmers deal with this situation. You know, there's billions of dollars for commodity and crop insurance subsidies. Yeah. We should also be looking out for these small family farmers and making sure that they can comply.
Well, what's happened is the government has now, through all these programs that started with the advent of the Dust Bowl after the Depression and, you know, when we really saw agriculture go into the bucket, a lot of this stuff started then to help the farmer, and it's as usual, there's no government program that ever goes out of existence. So they keep looking for more ways to get into, you know, the hooch, if you will, of the farmer, when most of the farmers I know would like to be left alone. Leave me alone. Let me find a market for my produce or my goods, and I'm smart enough to do it the right way. Leave me the hell alone. 28 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, 34 minutes after the hour, you're listening to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Check us out at blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. Part of my experience, maybe my credibility, is to relate stories from time to time about my own experiences. And I was mentioning earlier that I sell a lot of hay. And I am selling to individuals, people who have goats and horses and cows. And I do both small square bales and balage round bales, dry round bales, wrap bales, that kind of stuff. And because the quality of the hay that I do is pretty good, I have somebody working with me who's been doing this for a long, long time. So people find it a desirable commodity. And I deal with private entities and sometimes publicly owned farms. And I'm used to the era when I grew up around was, you do service for somebody, they pay you. That's it. Maybe cash with a check. But because so much of farming now, especially in my neck of the woods, is done by community-sourced agricultural entities, that is, publicly run farms. There's a farm in Lincoln, Massachusetts, for example, that the town supports. But now, because somebody who really knows what he's doing is running the farm, they don't really need to throw any money at it. But when you're doing business with them, you have to, it's like doing business with the bank. You got to submit all kinds of invoices in triplicate and, you know, stuff like that that we're not used to doing. I know it's normal business, but in farming, it hasn't always been that way. And I kind of get a kick out of some of the stuff is changing as the landscape changes. I will tell you, this farm has a great reputation. The people in town love it. They patronize it. It's a real good example of how the locavore community, that is the people who want to go onto the farm, they want to either pick the berries or go out into the field, get involved one way or another, help the farmer do his stuff. They have CSA portion. It's just a good way of keeping agricultural entities going. It's just too bad, but it tells you, sort of shows you the state of things when the town or the city has to come in and support the farmer to keep the farm open. And that's kind of what we're talking about here, sustaining, how do we keep our farms going? Wes King is with us, a policy specialist with the National Sustainable Agricultural Coalition. So as I give that example, Wes, what does that bring to mind with you? How much of a story does that tell you about what's going on in the rest of the world? Do we have to, in order to make agriculture sustainable for the family farmer, have to get the local municipality involved now?
Well, if it's not the local municipality, I think it's the local community. You know, when you were telling that story, it reminded me of a statistic or some information, some research that I've recently seen where, as looking at the last two agriculture censuses that have been done, it's actually shown that farmers who are engaged in direct-to-consumer kind of activities, selling at the farmer's market, selling through CSAs, selling through a local co-op, they are more likely to survive and still be in business as family farms when compared to a similar-sized farm marketing through just traditional commodity channels. So it's very clear that this is an important strategy for keeping rural communities and keeping family farmers in place and doing what they do best, which is making delicious, amazing food for all of us.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to always be. One of the other things I'm sure you deal with is the this whole rage, the agricultural community dealing with organic versus local versus natural. The government has basically screwed up the value of organic or the meaning of it. And then the other thing is, back to the local movement, there are people who think that the food looks great in the stores when it's all wet. You know, it's nice, it's shiny, it looks fresh, but it really has been shipped in from someplace 3 or 4 days away. They don't get the fact that there isn't as much value to the food as there is value to the local food that they can go get the day it's picked. Mm-hmm. And it's all an educational thing, I think, as much as anything else. That's what you're fighting, and it's an uphill battle, I think, don't you?
Yeah, it is an uphill battle, but like I said previously, you know, things are improving slowly, little bit by little bit. People are becoming aware that, you know, the reality is when you get that tomato or vegetable that's been shipped who knows how far away, it's not more nutritious. That the fresh food picked the day before is going to have more nutrients. It's going to taste better. It may not look as good, but it's going to be better for you. And that's, I think, what we got to be educating consumers. And I think some of that's taken place. And I see progress every day, every year. And it makes me feel good.
The uglier the food, the better it tastes and the better it is.
You know, that should be our new slogan. Maybe onto something.
All right, let's talk about the farm bill. You alluded to the next farm bill now that we've got a year, kind of, because this one will expire next year at this time. So there are a lot of people on the Ag committees, both in the House and the Senate, trying to figure out what to put into the new farm bill, new administration. What can they get through? What can they get done? I noticed that Mr. Perdue, Sonny Perdue, who's the Ag Secretary, said there needs to be a major correction in lots of aspects of the next farm bill. Because I'm a dairy guy, I guess I'm reading that as much as anything else. But there are, so he was in Massachusetts last week, had a town hall, which I thought was interesting because most people running the agriculture, I can't remember the last time a Fed came to Massachusetts to talk about ag policy. So what do you expect and what do we need as farmers to be telling our congressmen regarding the next farm bill?
Yeah, so let me just, you know, first say that, yeah, discussions are really kind of starting to heat up in Washington when it comes to the next farm bill. There was a number of field hearings across the country. You mentioned Sonny Perdue coming to Massachusetts. People are really starting to think about it and talk and figure out what they're going to do and how they can address this. You know, we've got a bit of a historic multi-year downturn when it comes to commodity prices. It's really hurting family producers. There's a lot of discussions. What are we going to do about it? And one of the things that we're trying to do is make sure that the voice of the small and medium family farms is not left out of that conversation. It's not just focused on the big thousands and thousands of acres of commodity row crop farms that are producing for traditional market channels. We want to make sure that everybody's included. And the thing that's most important for family farmers, small and medium, to do is make sure their congressman knows who they are and what they care about and the kind of production they're doing and where they want to see American agriculture. I think a lot of times people just assume our representatives know what we want them to represent.
No.
And if we don't let them know who we are and what we want, they can't represent our interests.
The old business about, you know what the word assume means, makes an ass out of you and me. Never assume anything with any of these guys. You just have to make sure that they know how you feel, not only about domestic farming, but all these trade deals. What do you hear? How much is the local farmer having in terms of input? How much effect is the input on these trade deals that are always being discussed? NAFTA, we cancel it, we don't cancel it. We need the Korean trade deal. What happens to us with the stuff that comes in from Brazil and Argentina? You know, all of that sort of thing. Where do we need to stand? What do you need to be doing from the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition to get the right thing so that it helps people like the small family farmer?
Yeah, well, and I would, in addition to the trade issues, I would add, you know, you sort of mentioned it earlier, but corporate consolidation, you know, just important for farmers in trade is who are they trading with here in the United States?
Right.
Is all the commodities being processed or controlled by one or two companies who can then
the answer
say,
to that question is yes.
Yeah.
Bayer buys out Monsanto, Dow buys out DuPont. You're dealing with two companies, period, end of story.
And we need to be vocally speaking out against that. It's something that, you know, we are worried about. I know some of our members are worried about it. We got to let our members of Congress know that that is unacceptable, that we need some enforcement when it comes to antitrust laws and monopolization in America. It's breaking the back of family farmers.
Well, here's the real bottom line. If you let these people control agriculture, you know, how we're referred to all the time as the breadbasket of the world, that's going to go by the wayside. As a matter of fact, if we don't straighten out these problems that we're talking about, and that's what this is all about, it sounds sometimes like I'm very critical of government, and I am, and big business, and some farmers send me notes. You can always, by the way, get to me either on Twitter at Doug Stephan, Stephan, or email to Doug at DougStephan.com. But my feeling studying all of this stuff is that if we don't reverse the course that we are on at the moment, never mind us being the breadbasket of the world, we're not going to be able to feed ourselves in 50 years. We'll be dependent on bringing food in from other areas. I don't know how you, and that's why we need organizations like yours, frankly. Wes, hold on for a second. I want to bring people up to snuff with a product that comes from the farm. The balance of nature folks go to farms like yours to get the fruits and the vegetables that they are procuring to put into the capsules that give you the immune system balance that you need. Yep. There are 11 servings in every capsule of different whole ripened fruits and vegetables. Yep, 9 to 11 servings, cost you 22 cents a capsule. They come to you in two different bottles. That's where you begin. By the way, you can get a free month's supply of these Balance of Nature capsules. I say capsules. People, I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? You take most of the vitamins that you get now are in capsule form. So that's really what I'm talking about. And I'm looking at a report that came from a university, matter of fact, Brigham Young University, the Department of Microbiology, testing Balance of Nature products for bacterial content, that sort of things. And I find it appropriate to be able to pass this information along because a lot of people, again, want to know where the best products are. This is not like eating. There's no substitute, and they're the first ones to tell you. Balance of Nature, the first ones to tell you the best way to get the enhancements that we're speaking about is to eat the fruits and eat the vegetables. But we all know that's not reality. You aren't doing that. So you want all of the benefits. You don't want to have to eat the veggies. You go to balanceofnature.com and you order the things that enhance your immune system. There are all kinds of, I'm looking at this report from BYU and it's very technical, but basically it says that the product does what they say it does, and that is enhance your immune system. You want to boost your immune system by 720%? Go online to balanceofnature.com, use the promo code DJV, and get the first month supply from Balance of Nature free. Yep, free month supply of these fabulous capsules. The immune system will never feel the same. You'll be healthier than you've ever been. Balanceofnature.com. The code is DJV for a free first month supply. Balanceofnature.com. The promo code is DJV.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a business phone system. That's right. Grasshopper turns your cell phone into a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use. Get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to you or your team wherever you are. And with our app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. We'll transcribe your voicemails and send them to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're always on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. Grasshopper.com/radio.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a new report from Modern Farmer. The other side to commercial juicing. You know, a lot of you, a lot of us, consume a lot of juices. But did you know that a single 16-ounce serving of cold-pressed juice generates 4.5 pounds of waste? Wow. 4.5 pounds of waste. Now, on the farm, you probably do like I do, or I do this when I'm thinking about it, but I don't always think about it. Take the food waste, you put it on the compost pile. And then, because it is compostable, you get the benefit of it a second time around. One of the things that's difficult, though, for some people in some circumstances, is that the pulp is wet, it's heavy, it's hard to transport. And so if you have a composting facility in your community, it could be something that if you have a small business or just your own home, you don't want to bother doing. That's why you put it in the garbage disposal or just put it in the rubbish. But there's sort of a counterintuitive problem here. Juice pulp being so compostable, many composters don't want it because it breaks down too quickly, sucks the oxygen in the pile, causing other things to slow down. That is, they don't break down as fast as they would like them to break down. But the fix to that, for those of you who do it on your farm, is to add more oxygen and carbon-based materials, wood chips, sawdust, yard waste, lawns, you know, leaves, that kind of stuff. And then you will come out of it much better. The big juice companies, Minute Maid, Tropicana, get around the waste problem by drying the orange peels for animal feed. I know we fed our cows orange peel, well, grapefruits, all of that stuff. So there's always a problem, but there's a way to fix the problem, and I thought I'd present both of those for your basic listening and dancing pleasure. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. All right, a moment left here with Wes King from the National Sustainable Agricultural Coalition. You can go online. It's nsac.org, right, Wes?
That's your website? It's sustainableagriculture.net.
Oh,
pretty simple. Sustainableagriculture, one word, .net.
All right. So let's spend the final minute talking about the proposal to cut funding for rural development programs, which is the heart and soul of the family farmer.
Yeah. it was one of the things that just, I think, surprised so many people this spring when, you know, President Trump, who was elected on a wave of rural support, proposed to eliminate or drastically cut a number of rural development programs that have helped to put, you know, clean water treatment plants in small, super small communities, helped to put build affordable housing in rural communities, helping to put broadband and other utilities in rural communities. And it just left so many of us amazed. And then not only did that happen, Secretary of Purdue eliminated the Undersecretary of Rural Development. So now we don't even have a leader at the USDA when it comes to rural development policies.
There are a lot of problems, and you're right. The farmer helped elect this guy, and now it's not paying off, frankly. He doesn't remember who his friends are, and that's not cool. So you need to be in touch with your congressman about the farm bill and other things, and also sustainableagriculture.net for the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. Wes King, you've represented them well. Thank you for being here on the American Family Farmer.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
I am of our family farmers because I am one. And the music in the background comes from country music superstar Luke Bryan, who is helping with his tour to celebrate what's going on America's family farms. And the folks at Bayer are working with Luke Bryan, which is interesting in the main. We invited Ray Cairns, who's the senior vice president at Bayer, to talk about their involvement in this and the whole business of the American family farmer. There are a lot of people who are concerned. I don't know if concern is the right. Can I call you Ray, by the way, Mr. Cairns? I'll call you Ray.
Absolutely, Doug. Please do.
All right. Okay.
Thanks for having me on here.
Well, I'm an American family farmer as well. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And I do a podcast every week called The American Family Farmer. So this is right up my alley and the alley of the people. This program is heard on stations that are medium-sized, smaller markets in the Midwest, the bread belt, if you will, all around the country. That's a very important market, or those are important markets for us. So the places that Luke Bryan is going on his tour are cut out of that same cloth. So what's the impact of this? And I'm wondering if this is something that other people like Luke Bryan would be well served to do.
Well, Doug, thanks for having us on. And, you know, we're really happy to come here and talk about Here's to the Farmer, which is a program that we started to help recognize the American farmer for all they do. You know, we partnered with Luke Bryan about 3 years ago on his farm tour, which he's had going on for a few years before that. You know, Luke himself, he's a farmer himself. His dad is still a peanut farmer down in the great state of Georgia. And he put this farm tour together originally to recognize the American farmer. Well, Bear, with our strong agricultural background, we took a look at the farm tour and said, hey, what a great opportunity for partnership. And that's why we're here today, launching the Here's to the Farmer program, which folks can find on herestothefarmer.com. If you haven't checked it out yet, Doug, I highly encourage you. I'm sure as a dairy farmer, you yourself will love some of the information you're going to find on there.
Well, let's talk about what the campaign is all about. What does it do? What do you do with Bryan? What is the campaign aimed at doing?
3 years ago when we started working with Luke on the farm tour, we put a little program in place that every time someone would recognize this particular program, they'd hashtag it on social media, we would donate a meal to a hungry American. Unfortunately, we know even in this great country of ours, there are still Americans going without food on a daily basis. So 3 years ago, our goal was to donate 300,000 meals. Last year, we bumped it up to 500,000 meals. And, Doug, this year we're happy to report that partnering with Luke and during the farm tour here, we're looking to donate 1 million meals to hungry Americans who can't afford their food, don't know where the next meal is going to come from. And the whole point is to celebrate the American farmer. I mean, you probably know this, but 83% of the food produced here in America is consumed by Americans mm-hmm. in some way, fashion, or form. And so the opportunity that when you walk in a grocery store and you don't really know where your milk or your produce or your meat is coming from, I mean, this is an opportunity for us to educate Americans all around this great land of ours, remind them about how hard the American farmers work for us.
The idea here of giving away 1 million meals is anathema to some, and I'm just wondering how you go about choosing the places where you donate the meals, because supposedly, as many as 14 million youngsters go to bed hungry every night, so how do you, using this campaign, find where to deliver these meals? And I'm thinking when you find them, you probably could do 1 million meals a day. Instead of just one time around. This is a great effort, but you know, how do you know where to go with it?
Doug, you're right. And this is why the farm tour is so important to us. You roll into a farm, and within about 8 or 10 hours, you go from a working cattle ranch, all of a sudden you got 20,000 of your closest friends on the farm. It's an opportunity for us to reach all those folks who are participating there and have them hashtag this Here's to the Farmer line, and every time they do that, we'll donate a meal. We're also working with local food banks at each of these stops. Mm-hmm. You're right. There's a lot of hungry people out there. But
so you're doing it at the stops on the tour.
We're doing it at the stops on the tour. We're partnering with Feeding America for the 1 million meals, but we're also mm-hmm. donating money to local food banks. So it's a dual track we have here, mm-hmm. all in the theme of recognizing the American farmer, educating folks on what farmers do, the important role they play. And you know what? It's a great idea. If you come out to the farm tour itself, you get to hear some terrific music.
Great music. All right. Find out where he's going, where Luke Bryan is going, by going to the website, herestothefarmer.com. Thanks for being here, sir. Appreciate it. Ray Cairns from Bear.
Beans and cattle, but he don't ever get a rattle. He just goes till the sun goes down. Hydraulic fluid on his jeans.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.